to believe in yourself when the world teaches you not to. Here's how I'm starting to change that. Self-doubt is something most of us experience at some point in our lives. That nagging voice in our head that whispers, "You're not good enough," or "You can't do it." Who do you think you are? Self-doubt occurs when we face new challenges or feel uncertain about our abilities. While self-doubt is normal, it can be paralyzing if we don't learn how to manage it. As I have mentioned in previous episodes, I was raised by an emotionally abusive parent, causing me to have low self-esteem and self-worth. At the age of 65, I made the decision I didn't want to die with regrets, and this began my journey of overcoming self-doubt that was instilled in me since childhood. In this episode, I explore what self-doubt is, its causes, and most importantly, how I am overcoming it. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic of self-doubt. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where I am dedicated to helping you grow so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. If you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen your relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. And if you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. So what is self-doubt? Self-doubt is a lack of confidence in our abilities or decisions. It's uncertainty and insecurity about who we are and what we can achieve. While occasional self-doubt can motivate us, chronic self-doubt prevents us from taking action, reaching our potential, and having good self-esteem, which is my goal for you. Self-doubt doesn't develop in a vacuum. External experiences, personal fears, or internal beliefs often trigger it. Here are some common causes. If you face setbacks, failures, or criticism, it can be easy to start doubting our abilities. Negative experiences leave lasting impressions that can create a cycle of doubt. With social media and the constant exposure to other people's lives, it's easy to compare ourselves to those around us. When we feel we don't measure up, self-doubt creeps in. The desire to be perfect can often lead to self-doubt. If we set unrealistic standards for ourselves, any perceived shortcomings can lead us to question our worth or abilities. Worrying about what others think can make it difficult to take risks or step out of our comfort zone. Fear of judgment can fuel self-doubt. Those are causes of kind of normal self-doubt. But what if we are raised in an emotionally abusive family? When parents or significant figures in our lives belittle us, invalidate our feelings, or constantly criticize us, it can severely damage our sense of self-worth. Emotionally abusive parents make us feel as though nothing we do is ever good enough, leading to a pattern of self-doubt. Unlike constructive criticism, emotionally abusive behavior often focuses on who we are rather than what we did. For instance, phrases like, "You'll never amount to anything," or "Why can't you just be normal?" can be devastating. These types of statements create a story about ourselves that we're incapable of exceeding even before we try. These messages linger in the back of our minds, resurfacing when we encounter challenges. Instead of trusting our abilities, we second-guess ourselves, unsure whether we are capable of setting ourselves up for failure. Over time, this constant self-criticism spirals into deep self-doubt as our inner voice becomes louder and more persistent, mimicking the toxic messages we receive growing up. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies, especially those close to us, often create a competitive, comparison-driven environment. When someone constantly demands the spotlight, they may dismiss or downplay our accomplishments, leaving us feeling insignificant or invisible, even when our successes are remarkable. An example from my life is that I was never congratulated if I got 99% on a test. It was always the one I got wrong. If it were a one-time comment, I would have taken it as a joke. But it happened too many times to be a joke. Emotionally abusive parents often set unrealistic standards to control or manipulate those around them. These unrealistic standards can breed perfectionism in someone trying to gain approval. The pressure to meet those impossible standards creates deep self-doubt. To earn validation, we push ourselves to extremes, fearing that any failure will result in harsh criticism or abandonment. Over time, the desire to be perfect becomes overwhelming. The anxiety of avoiding mistakes or disappointments leads to chronic self-doubt. Then, we begin to feel as though we're never enough, even when we succeed, because it's often met with indifference or further criticism. This creates an ongoing struggle where we question our every move and wonder if we're worthy of love or acceptance. In emotionally abusive relationships, gaslighting is a common tactic. Gaslighting is when someone manipulates you into questioning your reality or perception of events. When an emotionally abusive parent tells you that you're overreacting, imagining things, or being too sensitive, they make you doubt your feelings and instincts. This manipulation makes you second-guess everything you do and feel, eroding self-confidence and feeding self-doubt. I am learning that self-doubt doesn't define who I am. Here are some strategies I'm using to help overcome self-doubt. I acknowledge where my self-doubt originated. It's essential I recognize that the self-doubt I feel isn't a reflection of my abilities, but rather a result of the toxic environment I grew up in. I embrace the idea that growth comes from trying and learning, not from being perfect. I celebrate the small wins, and I am learning that mistakes are part of the process. Positive and supportive friends, families, and mentors help remind me of my strengths. Hearing a kind word from them or that they are proud of me helps make all the difference. I break down big tasks into smaller, achievable steps. Smaller tasks reduce the overwhelming feeling of self-doubt and give me a sense of accomplishment as I check things off my list. I am much kinder to myself. Instead of beating myself up over what could happen, I talk to myself with the same compassion I'd give to a friend in a similar situation. I'm not worthy. I'll never be good enough. Are beliefs that are deeply ingrained in me, and challenging them feels overwhelming. However, I am rewriting my story by challenging these negative thoughts. When a negative belief arises, I pause and ask myself, is this thought based on fact, or is it the result of past criticism? I realize that the abusive words of the past do not define my current self-worth. I replace self-critical thoughts with affirmations like, I am worthy of love and respect. I have the strength to handle challenges. This practice is helping me retrain my brain to focus on my strengths and not my flaws. Another critical step in healing from self-doubt is learning to set healthy boundaries. Setting boundaries means distancing myself from people who continue to undermine my confidence. Therapy is providing the tools and strategies I need to address the deep-seated emotional wounds by helping me reframe my negative beliefs, build my self-esteem, and process past trauma in a safe and structured way. Additionally, I talk regularly with other individuals with similar experiences. Connecting with them helps me realize I am not alone. A growth mindset means believing I can improve my skills, knowledge, and talents if I work hard and keep trying. It helps me understand that doubt is not a permanent state. As parents, we play a pivotal role in how our children navigate self-doubt. Here's how we can help them overcome it. Children model our behaviors and attitudes. By demonstrating confidence in ourselves, even if we feel uncertain, we teach them that it's okay to try, fail, and try again. We need to teach our kids that their abilities develop with effort. Instead of focusing on "you're smart" or "you're talented," praise them for their hard work and perseverance. Let your children know mistakes are typical and part of learning. Instead of reacting with disappointment, help them problem solve and move forward. A safe space to make mistakes reduces the fear of failure and helps them see it as an opportunity for growth. As Lily says in my children's book, Finding Lily's Inner Magic, mistakes help me learn and grow. Reassure your kids that everyone has unique strengths. Help them understand that comparing themselves to others leads to unnecessary self-doubt. Instead, encourage them to focus on their personal growth. Give your children opportunities to make decisions, solve problems, and take on responsibilities. The more they succeed independently, the more they believe in their capabilities. Overcoming self-doubt is a journey of recognizing our worth, challenging old beliefs, and embracing new, empowering mindsets. By working on our confidence, we also set a positive example for our children, teaching them to believe in themselves and their unique strengths. Let's break the cycle of self-doubt together, building a foundation of self-love and resilience for ourselves and our kids. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges. But remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com are links to purchase my children's book in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. I cover topics such as bullying, forgiveness, and understanding feelings. Follow along as young Lily, guided by her Grandma Kate, discovers her inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons, empowering her to face life's challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome! Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?